The Resulting Children of the Marriage Between Sciences and Technology by Severino Dos Reis, giving continuance to the information pertaining the new times of humanity. We will now highlight once more the importance of rational culture, which is the unprecedented knowledge that can respond to the most intricate questions that involve the origin of life and all mysteries that exist in the universe. Nonetheless, in this article, we intend to show the inspiracy of the biggest event in the 20th century, that is, the marriage between sciences and technology. Before we do that, it is very important, though, to make an appeal to scientists, educators, and people in general to pay more attention to the importance of studying rational culture, since it is dictated by the superior rational. Humanity has been long prepared by nature to assimilate the great knowledge, which will tell us the formation and evolution of life from its inception as microbes to the point where it is today. At the beginning of the cultural progress, nature started to command everyone in the first millennium with imagination in prehistory, and in the second millennium with thought when humanity reached its civilatory stage. On October 4th, 1935, nature changes phases by decreeing the end of thought and of consequence, set the phase of the reasoning, since based on the thought, progress was becoming more and more dangerous. Nature is no longer feeding thought and imagination with the electric and magnetic energies, but only the reasoning with the rational energy. And the rational energy is now sustaining mankind through its health and intelligence in all aspects of life. Since the reasoning is connected to the superior world, nonetheless, for this aspect to be effective in human life, it is essential that everyone studies this culture. There is still a great parcel of humans, such as scientists, educators, and authorities. We have gotten aware of this reality yet. Humanity is still lingering on the culture, although without knowing that it is extinct. Hence, everything that came about in the phase of thought is running along with the mental ability. Just take a look around and you will see the world is becoming a madhouse. It is madness all around with atrocities happening every minute a day. Children dying or growing up abandoned in the streets and surrounded by prostitution, drugs, and all the trash of our society. These children came to this world victims of the decadent thought of their parents, deranged individuals without any familiar basis and doing everything they learned on TV or other types of media, which stimulate the precocious sexuality and downgrade the human values. Here we have just a fraction of this reality, because the derangements caused by the descendant thought is everywhere and all walks of life. Violence, drugs, the degradation of the environment, and all dangers surrounding the survival of the species, including the humans in this world, are in the order of the day. Despite all that, the human thought is so weak that as soon as the meeting is over, everything that was arranged is forgotten, regardless whether life is in danger or not. Everything that is dealt by the humans must have its economic or productive focus. In the mercantilist obsession, scientists had been for long making out with the technology to this point of engaging its matrimony, and the children of this union are real giants menacing the existence of humanity. The giants are the weapons of war, nuclear power plants, and atomic radiation that can end the life and biodiversity on the planet. The car industry has been increasing its production in such a way that there will be traffic jam and pollution and at unsustainable levels in the whole world, not to mention the natural wrecking state of the nuclear power plants will pose in the near future the greatest danger of life. Chernobyl and Fukushima are examples to that. Imagine when they make a great percentage of our energy resource in the future. In this kind of war, one does not need human enemies, for the real enemies are the consisting material elements used to make these wars. There is a high contingency of nuclear waste in this world, and nobody knows where it can be disposed. See how dangerous the children of this war have become? The threats posed by the devolving progress will be devastating to the existence of this world. The worst is that no one can see that because they are being victims of thought's deception. Thought is not passing through the quality control of nature anymore, and this has been going on since 1935. Only though the development of reasoning, this control will be retrieved. This is but a small transition between the end of thought and the full development of reasoning. In the near future, when all hopes have made an end, the reasoning, however fully formed, will solve all the problems created by the sinister thought. In these times, says the superior rational, the book Universe and Disenchantment will be searched by everyone. There will be queues filling whole blocks around the bookstores to obtain it. Those who express disdain to this knowledge will be dying to get it tomorrow. When nature changed from the culture of thought and of the culture of the development of the reasoning, it went from primary level to superior level. If humanity had adopted it right at the beginning, life would be far better today and technology would not be dangerous at all. The reasoning is rational. Its progress is only for the good. It needs no control. In the case of thought, nature has to provide the balanced quantity of electric and magnetic energy to produce positive effects on the mind of the thinker. If this quantity is slightly changed, then the effects can be disastrous. For more than 7 decades now, nature has stopped grading the energies of thought. For this reason, creations and inventions of sciences aim at doing good, but they eventually bend to the other side for lacking of natural regulation. Therefore, my dear reader, I appeal to your good sense and ask you, for your own good, to grab this book as soon as possible before it is too late. The book is Universe and Disenchantment. You are aware now of its importance for your future and the future of humanity.